Random House Audio presents Little Green, an Easy Rawlins mystery by Walter Mosley, read for you by Michael Boatman. Chapter 1. I came half awake, dead and dreaming. My eyes were open, but I couldn't focus on anything because I was still falling, as if the nightmare had followed me from sleep into the waking world. I didn't know where I was or where I'd come from, but the bed under me was turning and falling, and I was sure, had perished. This sensation was so real, so palpable, that I closed my eyes and moaned. The movement of the bed then took on a temporal quality. Instead of falling, I had become unmoored in time, traveling backward and then forward through a life that was mine and yet, at the same time, foreign to me. I watched my mother dying in the bedroom of our shanty house in New Iberia, Louisiana. She was laid up in a feather bed, a big woman who was trying to catch her breath but couldn't inhale right. It sounded like she was drowning. She was so pretty, I thought. I had once loved her, but could no longer raise this feeling in my heart. I might have even smiled as she shuddered under the labor of simple breathing. Then I tumbled into a boxcar, peopled by brooding and silent black men. They stared at the boy, and he saw from their point of view a scare.